Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code MINUTECAST at SeatGeek.com. That's promo code MINUTECAST for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Yes, that also works for Capitals and Nationals. Check it out today. The Nationals are hoping they can continue to keep riding the positive wave of momentum as Mitchell Parker is on the bump today. We'll talk about the Nats' play as of late next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code NATS. At manscaped.com. That's promo code NATS at manscaped.com. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about how the Nationals picked up a big win yesterday and how Joey Meneses found his bat yet again and how ultimately the Nationals are always still in games until, well, they're not, as they proved that yesterday. Taking a look at it, the Nationals rallied for a 5-1 10-inning victory Saturday. They scored two runs in the ninth and one run in the extra inning, proving to a lot of people that this team has a bit of a pushback. And that's what you're ultimately looking for in a rebuilding team, is a team that can find a way to overcome adversity. It's a good test to see if they can do that, because sometimes younger players, they don't have that, where it seems like if you're from behind, they don't have that attitude that we can overcome. And ultimately, they get that attitude from Davey Martinez. We're in it until we're not, manager Davey Martinez says, and they believe that. They believe that at any given moment, they can score two or three runs, as was evident yesterday. And it was a good thing that they were able to do it. It was also good that Joey Meneses got off the schneid. There was some talk about what do they do with Joey Meneses. I know he does have some pop in his bat, but he needs to find that pop in the bat. He needs to at least connect with a ball at all. And he did that yesterday. Designated hitter Joey Meneses provided the game-winning single, driving in just his fifth run of the month. So we do need to see more from Joey Meneses. We need to see more from all these players. And why do I say that? Well, for one, we want the Nationals to win games, for number one. And number two, if it's not going to be him, they do have plenty of other options that are just waiting for their opportunity, whether it be down in the minors or off the bench, that we need to see more from him. But he was clutch yesterday. And that is ultimately really what helped out the Nationals yesterday. Any play that helps the team win is important, Meneses says. It means a lot. You work for this moment. And, I do cover the Capitals for Locked On Capitals, and we saw that evident with some Capitals players, with Alex Ovechkin and Anthony Mantha this last year, where they struggled with confidence. But once they start connecting, the bat with a ball in baseball case, or in hockey, finding the back in the net, they start projecting success instead of projecting failure. I think that once Joey Meneses gets going, I think that he will find his way. That swing might be the spark that helps Meneses snap out of some tough times at the plate. After three hits Saturday, he's batting 217. Not really that great. He's been really frustrated, Martinez said. He came through when we needed him the most. Hopefully, he'll get going and drive in some runs. This piece was in Field Level Media. So that is what we're hoping for. Because you take a look at the Nationals, there are some players that have some pop in their bat, but I think that when Meneses is going, he can be an absolute game changer. He really has been frustrated, Martinez says. He came through when we needed him the most. Hopefully, he'll get going and drive in some runs. The Nationals had gone 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position Saturday before their comeback. And there were some great moments. If you take a look at it, you know, just taking a look back here the last week or so when they lost to the Oakland A's and then found a way to pick up a couple against the Dodgers, that they can answer the bell on the biggest stage. Call them what you want. Knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped. Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need a love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town. Every man knows how scary it can be when going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra. Yep, three ball trimmers, isn't it awesome? For the basic trim, go with the 3.0 and work your way up to the 4.0 plus 5.0 for the ultimate grooming experience. Taking it on the go, Manscaped has you covered. These trimmers come with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. This right here is the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. I mean, I think that if you circle wins and losses, I don't think that the Nationals were circled for winning much of any games against the Dodgers. They found a way to do that. Our bats have got to get better, Martinez says. We started chasing a lot. We're taking good pitches to hit. So that's what they want to do. Make connection. Sometimes play small ball. Don't concentrate on knocking it out of the park. Just get on base. And oftentimes, good things will happen. The Astros have lost four of their last five games, with their past two defeats coming in 10 innings. The most recent setback brought particular misery. You have the guys that can get it done, and ultimately I think the Nationals do. You have the guys that you want in the game, and the fact that you can't close this game, it's hard to swallow, Houston manager said. So I think that for the Nationals, they should continue to take advantage of an Astros team that has been struggling as of late, and a great opportunity to prove what they have in the tank. And also an excellent opportunity for Mitchell Parker, a name that was relatively unknown in Major League Baseball and more close to home, the Washington Nationals, until he did the improbable and he picked up a win in his Major League debut. Left-handed Mitchell Parker, with a 1-0 record and a 3.60 ERA, is slated to be Washington's starting pitcher in just his second big league game. He went five innings and gave up two runs Monday to the Los Angeles Dodgers in his team's road win. So a big thing for him is to just kind of do what he did last time, kind of a quiet guy, just go out there, go about your business, and crazier things have happened. Listen, the Nationals are looking for anyone that can pitch well on this team, whether it's an unknown. You know, I think that oftentimes you take a look at certain players and you have them circled where, well, this guy's going to do this, that guy's going to do that. You know, our big guys are, you know, Cade Cavalli and Mackenzie Gore. Those are the guys in the present and the future that are going to be big. But sometimes it's the guys that kind of sneak up out of nowhere, like Mitchell Parker, like I said, a relatively unknown pitcher in the Nationals organization that kind of popped and showed some surprise. Parker became the first Nationals pitcher to win in his Major League debut in 14 years since Steven Strasburg did it in June of 2010. And now he'll make the first appearance in the major as a member of the, he'll make his first appearance in the majors as a member of the home team, but don't expect him to change. Again, just go out there, go about your business, and really help this Nationals team win. Listen, if he can pick up another big win today, I think he might be finding his way on this team. You know, I thought that Jackson Rutledge would be the guy. He came late last season and kind of impressed a little bit, I know, a little bit up and down. But all things considered, I was impressed with his work. Can Mitchell Parker be that guy as well? That kid has a very low heartbeat. Martinez says nothing seems to faze him. Those are the guys that do the best. Again, to bring it back to hockey here, because, well, the Capitals are in the playoffs. Why not talk about it here for a moment? Charlie Lindgren in net. He is the same way, cool under pressure, and ultimately why he is the number one netminder for the Capitals. Same goes for Parker. Don't get phased real easy. You see those pitchers that are visibly upset. Those are the guys that routinely struggle. Parker, just go about and keep doing your business. A very special experience, he said. I'm trying to not overthink it. A big thing for Mitchell Parker is we hope that he can continue with his success. We hope the Nationals can continue with their success. And, you know, some people are saying, well, the Nationals aren't playing that great here. You know, if you take a look at the standings, listen, they are exactly what I thought they were going to be this year. Ultimately, a season of assessment and waiting for the big guns to show up. I do imagine that we will see James Wood here at some time in the near future. And also, you know, Dylan Cruz is in the wings, Robert Hassel, Brady House. These guys will be the face, and that's going to be the new face of the Nationals, and I think will be an absolute game changer. But as for now, just kind of assess the talent that is out there. There are players that kind of caught me by surprise that I didn't have circled for great things. You take a look at Winker, you take a look at Gallo, some of these guys that you know, we thought they were going to be just stopgaps or fillers have really kind of stepped up and played a huge role for the Nats. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Do me a favor, give this podcast a 5-star rating on wherever you listen to this podcast, and make sure and like or subscribe. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.